Line to BBS Radio. This is the 31st day of January 2018. My name is Gijs Minderhout, located in Paradise, California. Another hour of If You Have Questions, We Have Answers with Winfrey and Terry Brown. As usual, this is a simulcast with a conference call radio show. We have some people on the phone line, and more people will be joining in here shortly. We're 3 minutes away from the hour. And again, thank you for being here. And if you do have a question for our sources, you can submit that per email at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And your question might be answered tonight live here on this call. And again, the email address, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. And right after this hour, we will have our usual, our daily Whole Planet Healing call. You can find that information on www.wholeplanethealing.com. And another person joined in on the phone line. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say name and location.
Hi, this is John Munter from Northern Minnesota.
Hello, John. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello, woman. Hello. Look at you.
You're looking nice.
Nice haircut. Did the Cecil's wife or her hair take hair off?
Just talking to my wife. She just got her hair all done.
All right.
Looking nice. Kind of forgot I was online. Sorry.
Hey, it was good news. It's looking good, you're saying, right?
Yeah. Looking like a new woman.
All right.
If they could fix her brain, that'd be wonderful. This dementia is getting a little worrisome to me.
That's unfortunate. All right, more people joining on the phone. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Prudy in Michigan.
Hey, Prudy. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for being here. All right, then we wait for Tin, Wynn, and Terry to show up here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Jeannie in Citrus Heights. Hi,
Jeannie. Good evening. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure.
You always do a wonderful job, Heise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And somebody else joined in here. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Don. Good evening to you. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Straggler.
Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Terry and Sedona.
Hello, Terry. Good evening. Thank you for being here.
Hi.
Couldn't do it without you.
That's for sure. Positive greetings from Sedona.
Hello,
hi.
Raiden. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Terry,
Thanks
for being here.
Thanks, Jordan. Welcome.
Hello, it's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Terry, it sounds like you took your immune modulators today.
sound real perky.
Another person joined in. Welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Yes, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, good evening. Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Don? Don? Don from Ohio? Was that you that ordered the immune modulators?
Hi, what?
Don?
No. I was muted. I'm eating pizza. What was your question?
You said something about the immune modulators. Did you order them today? Or did you
no, I didn't. I know Terry's taking them, so.
Oh. I ordered them today, so.
Oh, nice.
Hoping for the best.
Yeah.
They're really good.
And keep me updated, okay? Those of you that are taking stuff, that's how I, you know, make sure I get more confident in my recommendations.
Well, you know what? Part of it was what you said about your teeth. Maybe I'll write you an email and ask you to tell me more about that because I've got the same problem with my teeth. You know, and I'm going back and forth between having a couple of teeth extracted or trying to save them. But I thought if I start taking the immune modulator, maybe I can save them. You know, maybe that'll take care of the infection and stuff with it.
Yeah, I don't know if that will work. I mean, I'm not taking the immune modulator. I'm doing a lot of other things. But,
Well, I talked to Dr. Drucker yesterday, and he thought that it was worth a try, so I'm going to give it a
try. Just aloe vera. I've been taking the Isiac T for the last little while, and really helping my diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
Just aloe vera. Not cheaper, but to buy it on Amazon.
In your opinion?
Only $2 for half a pound.
Okay.
This is Roger. What product did you say you were taking, sir?
If you're talking to me, I was taking the Isiac T.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Welcome, Roger.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Good evening, everybody.
Terry, are you here?
Yeah.
You didn't give her a tip yet?
Did you tell Ronald to stay out of the kitchen?
No.
Why don't you tell him? Just to make sure, okay?
How much is this for?
88.
All right, let me move this line.
Okay, we're just about to start.
All right. So about
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Don't start recording yet. Just wait till Terry is back.
But I welcome those listening in on BBS Radio. Thank you for being here, everyone.
I'm going to be channeling for the next hour, so if you could stay out of the kitchen. Okay.
So, Terry, let us know when you're comfortably positioned.
Okay. I'm not there yet. I'll let you know.
It was a good call again. It was the day before yesterday, the Dr. Ron Drucker.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that just joined in on BBS, thank you for being here. We are about to get this 1 hour of if you have questions, we have answers going. And if you do have a question, you can submit it per email at questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Questions at intelligent www.sweetheart-infinity.com.
I'm back.
All right.
Okay.
This conference is being recorded.
This is January 31st, 2018. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody, everywhere. And this is our call where we submit questions to our sources that you've submitted to us. And keep in mind that regardless of what you submit, they usually won't answer a question that violates your free will or tells you what to do. And that the way they answer a question for one person, even if you have a similar question, the answer may not be the right answer for you, okay? So we're not getting so many questions anymore. We're getting more healings on Sunday than we do questions. And that's okay. We can deal with it. If we run out of questions, I will find some interesting questions to ask. Okay? So, Terry, you're not ready, right?
No, I'm not ready.
Good. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, and through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Do we have our sources present?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We take a moment and we check with the individuals on the line that wishes to connect, and we are there with you. If we ever say anything that doesn't resonate with you, then disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. We come directly to you. We don't come through the telephone line or the computer. That's the voice that comes through there. And we are mindful of the full moon at this time and the energies that are being magnified because of the pull of gravity of the moon and the earth together. It has placed a pull on the tides and on the people, and the people's bodies are have a great deal of water is in their makeup, and so it has placed a pull on the individuals, and so there can be some where people have been keeping stuff on hold and trying to shove it into their subconscious. It may be popping up. It is a broader than just the light of the moon. And then when the eclipse happened earlier today, it's like there's the pole, and then there's the deviation of the pole, and then there's the pole again. And we are with you at this time. Do you have questions?
Ben, move your microphone a little bit.
Yes. Okay, this is from Don Herman. Concerning the lower self, the middle self, and the higher self, ideally, should the higher self be in charge or just provide higher level information to the decision-making self?
Thank you. It can be, if the higher level needs to take charge, it needs to be able to take charge, but otherwise it is a team effort in growth, and the little self is working through its issues, and the higher self can provide support, and it can so if you could not breathe into the mic, when?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is that better?
Yes. The higher self can provide support, and the middle self can go through its growth cycle, and the middle self can be loved as it struggles to maintain its growth and to work together. Thank you.
Thank you. And there was the second part of his question is, how can we get more information from our higher self?
Your higher self is already a coordinator and is already providing information where it can and is useful. As it is useful.
Okay. You know, I think there is a unique way about the way information is transferred to the conscious self. And it seems like there can be intuitive flashes, daydreams, kind of indirect mechanisms where information goes from one to the other. Am I correct there?
That is correct. During the dream state, higher information can come in from the higher realms and help out both the higher self and the middle self, and even help coordinate with the lower self.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is from David Morton in England. Is there a slavery issue and associated problems in this part of the solar system? Are the humans on Earth victim of this trade? Are large numbers involved? David, England.
The elite and the Earth wish to continue to make use of the greater body of people to bring wealth to them and to help everything to magnify in wealth, that their physical wealth may increase. They are making slaves of people to a certain degree in that they place a burden on the individual to survive financially and make it difficult for the family to pay for everything, and greater amount of money can be siphoned off to the super wealthy in the banking fees and the banking system, taxes, so the greater amount of energy is going towards service to self things outside of the wealth of and help the individual. That in itself is a form of slavery. We look further and see that the Anunnaki were developing hybrids to be able to handle Earth atmosphere life and to be able to provide work in the mines for the individuals. And so the Anunnaki would not have to work so hard. Their bodies were not that adapted to life in the atmosphere of Earth. So which layer are you looking at? We see there are different layers of slavery and lack of freedom. If you mean hardcore slave trade with individuals picked up by flying saucers and taken away, there are about 93,000 people that disappear every year, and some of them are indeed picked up and used for experimentation, and are used even in a slavery type capacity with the some of the higher like the aliens. We do not wish to go into that very deeply.
Thank you. It seems to me there's two kinds of slavery. One kind of slavery is where you're enslaved by your circumstances, whereas, say, somebody always doesn't have enough money, and they can't figure out how to earn more money, and they feel trapped by that. And the other kind of slavery are where people, their physical bodies, are put in circumstances like being in jail, and they're forced to do things out of this subservient situation. Could you comment on those two types of slavery?
Yes, there are those two types of slavery. Circumstances are specifically designed to keep the person, the general public, under control and to have them consistently scramble to make money so that they do not get out of line. They don't have time to get out of alignment with the goals of the monetary goals. the other case is people were bred in this planet to survive in this planet atmosphere and to be able to contribute to the operation of workers, slavery workers, that would do what is necessary for the mining of gold and the mining of other sources in the life as a not too bright servant of the elite. There are procedures to dumb people down by showering them with aluminum and radioactive strontium and barium, which makes life very difficult to break out of the once pattern of that.
Mm-hmm. I have a question come up in my own mind about this, where I understand that they are particularly applying things to a human's environment, which will diminish the person's effectiveness, such as frequencies. Some people say frequencies come out of cell phones and telephones, televisions, computers, that they're programmed with frequencies to sabotage people. The other one is nanobots, miniature microscopic computer chips that we breathe and take in. At one point in the session we did, I wanted to mention this because I wanted to see if you want to reiterate this, that one of the things that would be a good thing to do would be to get a HEPA filter. And they're not that expensive, but they filter the air in your environment and recycle it. And that it would filter those nanobots out of the air if it's there. So can you comment on those two things which could have the impact of enslaving someone energetically? Are you there, Terry?
Yes. What is the question?
Well, let me divide it into two questions. Are there frequencies that are being introduced to people's environments which tend to take their energy away? And
yes,
have
there are experiments with that and seeing how they can blanket an area with frequencies. You can see puffy clouds as they come over your area, very high clouds. As the frequencies come in, they're working with frequencies that will make people more compliant.
So, how do they apply these frequencies? And
they
what can we do?
From HARP facilities, the blanket and area.
How about things like cell phones and computers?
Well, if we just take cell phones, there are much better cell phone frequencies and transmission of frequencies that could be used that would not be harmful to people, but with their desire to shorten people's lives and their idea of lower population, they do not wish to go in that direction. That's the cell phone issue or the computer issue. It can help dumb people down as the computers have issues and the people can't make them work and spend a lot of time on them.
But are they emitting frequencies that would not be good for somebody?
There's some of the frequencies are not good for individuals. As they interface with the person's space, and then they tend to rivet the individual's frequencies, transfer them into the frequencies of the computers.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Next question is from, hang on a moment. This is from John Munter in Minnesota.
Yes.
And he asks, there's a book by a guy by the name of Michael Newton, who, I'm trying to remember the name of his book. It might be Journey of a Soul, okay? And in that book, there was the conclusion that each soul is created unique from the source, but in a soul family, that we have a primary soulmate and a preferred gender. And he wants to know if that's true.
People do get to have preferred genders. Much as sometimes people are born in a different gender than they wish to experience. Sometimes they're born as a different race than they wish to experience. So there is preferred genders, preferred race, which helps when the person is born for them to choose bodies that are that will give them that particular lifetime they desire. Would you back away from your microphone, please?
There you go.
What was the second part of the question?
I see.
They do have preferred races, preferred genders, yes.
He says each soul is created in a unique from the source, but in a soul family, that we have a primary soulmate and a preferred gender.
This is part of his book.
Yes.
See that teachings that he promotes in his book are true for him. He has a preferred gender, and he has touched his soul through me with a partner, and they keep coming together over and over. This is true for him. People do not need to fit into this paradigm, and they can have different partners depending upon the lifetime or depending upon what it is that they wish to learn on their path. So it is true for him what he is talking about, and true for some of the other people too. There is the case that when an individual is experiences a lifetime, they get more comfortable with the people around them, and they tend to have another lifetime in the same family of souls. However, it doesn't have to be necessarily true, but particularly with a wanderer who is off again to experience some new phase of life. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Mark Esquera on Long Island, New York. I have read things about the pineal gland located in the center of the human brain. It has often been associated with what Ra refers to as the sixth density aspect of ourselves, the indigo ray, and the third eye chakra.
Yes.
The pineal gland is well known to be associated with the compound melatonin, which helps people to regulate sleep, and also with another compound called dimethyltryptamine, okay? DMT has also been associated with what maybe can be described as a metaphysical experience, also psychic phenomena, and perhaps with psychedelic healing like this, but I think some people address it as psychedelic things. My question is, do the pineal gland and the chemical DMT have direct correlation to what humans describe as psychic phenomena? And are these psychic phenomena closely related to what Ra describes as intelligent infinity in the Carla Ruckert channel's Law of One material?
Thank you. What is DMT?
DMT, okay, well, let me just look it up here. I believe it's some kind of, let me look it up, let's see. DMT is a tryptamine molecule which occurs in many plants and animals. It can be consumed as a powerful psychedelic drug and has historically been prepared by various cultures for ritual and healing purposes.
Thank you. This drug is used to help open up the psych center, the pineal planet. Gland is at the center of the psychic center. It is consists of molecules that are similar to the molecules of the eye, which it has vision. And in the pineal gland, you have vision and you can access it, vision to a remote location using psychic ability. If the pineal gland is open, if it is not open, it tends to shut down things like fluoride of toothpaste can act to calcify the pineal gland. Things like DMT can tend to open up the pineal gland and make it more available to bring through remote visions to one.
Okay. Are there any... it's been indicated in the past, as I recall, that using psychedelics tends to cause a person to tap into higher realms, but disconnect from lower realms, so that it was not, in the long run, a positive experience. Is that true?
If one does not balance their chakras and they merely move into development with a high facility such as the pineal gland, then the body can become very much out of balance. Create an individual who has some unique abilities in the area of remote viewing and how in the area of their own life force the survival of the individual, which is a part of the fundamental, like the basic chakra system of the body and the control and the sexual chakras. If it is not developed, then the body becomes out of balance.
Okay. Let me see here. Thing was, do the pineal and DMT have a direct correlation to psychic phenomena? And are these psychic phenomena closely related to what Ra calls intelligent energy?
The manipulation of the pineal gland by use of drugs is slanted and can have debilitating effects on the body. It is better if the talents are developed naturally so that the individual can look into remote viewing and can have psychic phenomena without the dependence on DMT.
Thank you. So there could be deleterious effects from using DMT and psychedelic substances.
Yes.
Okay.
One can burn out the pineal gland cause it disruption in service eventually.
Mm-hmm. and this is true even for Native American rituals, like peyote.
Yes. Looking through the peyote lens at the world. Yes.
Okay. I'm just checking here. Those were our questions, but sometimes people send them in on my other website, so I'm just opening it up. Okay, let me come up with a question. You know, we've had many questions on Jesus, and we've come up to various points of view of Jesus, which seem congruent and sensible, but different from the historic and the religious aspect of Jesus. When there was a church formed around Jesus, which according to Terry Friedman, Jesus didn't want a church formed around him. So when there was a church formed around him, was it similar to the ways that the priesthood were taking the Ra incident in Egypt and trying to use it to control the masses? Was there a similar agenda in churches?
Churches believed in what they were doing. However, they wanted to convert everyone to their way of belief. And so it could be very limiting.
So there was thinking was their way was the best way.
That is correct. And let's convert everybody to our way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. It seems like churches have, in current times, have less of that idea, but they're even more corrupted. And maybe you prefer not to talk about that.
Could you say more about that?
Well, you know, it was, for example, the Vatican. I was reading an article in the Vatican how they have a lot of hidden secret things in their basement levels, and even satanic things that they're keeping track of history, but it's somewhat compromised. And then there is talking about creating a world religion. And I do have the idea that that's not necessarily a positive thing. I mean, the idea of it sounds nice, but that there's an agenda behind it. So could you comment on that?
Well, they have their own agenda, yes. And if a book does not agree with the agenda, they do not wish to put it out.
Mm-hmm. How about in the basement of the Vatican?
We are referring to the books in the basement of the Vatican.
I see. So, they store them there for historical value or another reason?
Well, to keep their tabs on them, and to have for their own reference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, another question. There are many different names that people use for the higher realms, for God or for angels. And for example, there is Allah, there is Yahweh, there is Jehovah, and there is Elohim. And when people use a name, and the name refers to a compromised being on the other side, do they necessarily invoke that compromised being? Or if their intent is high enough, can they go above the name they're saying?
Names do not have to be connected with concepts. If your intention is high enough and you say a name with a different intention than the name, people will get the idea of what you are intending. So intention is above names. So if you have names, they are generally connected with some character in history that has put his footprint down enough to get it into the literature or into mythology or into the person's concepts, the stories that are told over and over.
So if a person says Allah, they could end up connecting with the same energy, with the same one infinite creator, as the person that says God, and the person that says Jehovah, and the person
that
says
correct.
Even somebody like Mary, Mother Mary. It doesn't
yes.
mean they are invoking something negative, although it could mean that, but it doesn't mean
yes.
that.
That
necessarily.
Is correct. That
okay.
is correct.
So the whole idea of people trying to convert a particular group from one name of God to another name of God is really redundant, ridiculous, since the real challenge is to teach people how to have the highest intention when they say that name.
Yes.
Am I correct? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. On that note, we're going to end this call and go over to Whole Planet Healing. That's wholeplanethealing.com. And do you have any final comments?
Thank you for the connection. It is sacred to us, the connection with your realm, as at times the connection is very thin. Thank you.
Thank you. We will see you all later, and thank you for being here, answering our questions.
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you from Seattle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, almost left to everyone.
Your conference recording has stopped.